God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to allow the wheels of our lives, to roll on. And we're glad about that. He's blessed us with the presence of mind to come together, study his holy and divine word, worship him, and be encouragers, one to another. We have had a joyous, joyous gospel meeting. Amen. And pridefully, we will remember, if not all, some of what was preached. Receive it and obey it. And he has promised that he will be glad to come back next year. Praise the Lord. But he didn't have nothing on us. We'd be glad for him to come back next year to us. That's good news. We've come together this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth. God sent his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son, to come to earth, to live with us, teach, die for us. 33 years on planet Earth, away from his Father in glory land. God means business. When we read his holy book called the Bible, God means business. He means what he says, and he says what he means. He created this whole world. And then created human beings to dwell on planet Earth. He did a wonderful job of doing that, because I don't know anybody that's anxious to leave planet Earth. And when we disobeyed him, when I say we, I'm talking about human beings, God had mercy upon us and sent his only begotten Son all the way from glory. Knowing why he was sending his Son, knowing what price his Son would pay to bless us with a way of being restored to a relationship with the Father of Heaven. We manifest our gratitude, our thankfulness, by hearing, believing, receiving, and obeying the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you feel this morning? Do you feel like you are a member of the Lord's church? Do you believe your actions speak louder than your words? God loves us so much. He sent his Son so that we would have a way back into a relationship with him. And then he didn't stop there. And he still hasn't stopped. But he tells us in his book called the Bible, he has prepared a home for us. Listen, God has prepared a home different from this. An eternal home. He knew what we were going to do down here. Disobey him. But God, you read Revelations, haven't you? The description is limited to human understanding. But oh, the joy, the everlasting joy that God has prepared for us to be with Him in glory. No more sickness, no more hardships. Hallelujah, by and by. I recommend that you take the time to study your Bible, to know how God wants His children to live on planet Earth, because He wants dearly to bring us to glory land and live with Him, forever. Forever. And we are going to live, as I've said with you heretofore, we are going to live forever. And we read that in Genesis chapters 1, and then additional information in chapter 2 regarding human life. Faith makes the difference. Faith enables the believing soul to treat the future as present and the invisible as seen. Bringing the future into the present. Read for yourself the book in the Bible called Hebrews chapter 11 and also 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. Faith is proof of things not seen, but it is the evidence that things do exist. Hold on to God. Hold on to your faith in God. Regardless what you must endure, no matter what you may go through, hold to God's unchanging hand. God gave witness to their faith in Him. He will keep His word. We don't have to worry about God keeping His word. He will keep His word today, tomorrow, and forever. True Bible faith, are you there? Is confident obedience. Is confident obedience to God's holy word. In spite of situations, in spite of circumstances, constant obedience to God's holy word. This faith operates very simply. We trust His word, and as a proof of trusting His word, we act upon His word. So it's not just mouth, it's action along with the talking. It may seem that it's impossible to do all that God would have me to do. It may seem that the consequences are frightening, unknown perhaps in some cases to us, but what we do know, we must obey God's word. Regardless of the situation and or the circumstances. He knows us. He knows what we can handle. And He loves us. Not just telling us, but sending His only begotten Son. Believe in Him. Do what He has commanded us to do. Faith enables us to see what others cannot see or understand. Read in your Bible, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. By faith, Noah, being what? Being warned of God of things to come, being warned of God of things not yet seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark, to the saving of his house. You know the story. By the which he condemned, by his obedience, he condemned the world and became an heir, H-E-I-R, of the righteousness. How? By believing and obeying. Believing and obeying. Living forever. What does it cost? Believing and obeying. That's it. That's it. Believing and obeying. Some people during the time that Noah was building the ark, they thought something was wrong with Noah. People laughed at these men, these people that was working, building an ark. There's going to come some rain. But God was with them. They stayed the course. Stay the course. Regardless of what it takes, it's worth staying the course. Some people, as I said heretofore, may laugh. But God enabled them to succeed. And when he sent the rain, I wonder how many visitors Noah had. Knocking on his door. Hebrews chapter 11 is devoted to a summary of the lives and the labors of great men and women. Hebrews chapter 11. In each instance, we will find the same elements of faith and trust in God. They obeyed God. Three words. They obeyed God, and God saved them. What does it take today? Same thing. Same thing. Obeying God. Faith is only as good as its object. And the object of our faith is who? It's God. The object of our faith is God. Faith is not some feeling you're going to feel that you never felt before. It's real. It is not a feeling you feel when you are about to feel a feeling you never felt before. But keep doing it. Don't quit. As we said heretofore, quitting is what? Quitting is not an option. Faith is all about our total response to what God has revealed in his word. In Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1, 2, and 3, summarize what true Bible faith is. The substance, the evidence, and the witness of things unseen. The word translated substance, it means literally to stand under, to support. To stand under, to support. Faith to a Christian, listen carefully, is what a foundation is to what? To a house. Faith to a Christian is what a foundation is to a house. So faith is the confidence of things hoped for, yet the evidence of things not seen. So then, when a believer of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has faith in God, it is God's way of doing what? Giving him or her confidence and assurance of what he has promised to do. The word evidence simply means conviction. I am a firm believer. I don't plan to stop believing. I don't plan to stop trusting God, regardless of the situation and the circumstances. Read it. We read this all through the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Men and women who suffered even death, and sometimes a horrible death, all because they obeyed God. The presence of God, the presence of God-given faith in one's heart is conviction that God will keep his word, and he trusts those individuals. Don't you want God to trust you? God's not bringing anybody that he doesn't trust. He knows everything, so he's not bringing anyone that he doesn't trust to heaven. Let God know that he can trust you. If God said it, he will keep his word. He will keep, honor his word regardless. Look what he did with his son. Send his son all the way from glory and let him stay for 33 years on planet Earth. Saw him misused, abused. And he also saw his son being killed by those who came to help. God sent his son. Many heroes are also in our Bible, particularly in Hebrews chapter 12. Heroes of faith is what they're often called. Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph. I think they said Joseph. Peace. All Israel. Moses, Exodus, Joshua, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, just a few of those who trusted God. And you know, it's still not a whole lot of folks who trust God. Even in the Church of Christ. You say, well, they're in the right church. Yes, but how do they live? How do they live? That represents the trueness of what they believe regarding eternal salvation. Brothers and sisters, God wanted human beings. He wanted human beings that could understand what he was doing, that he could love, that would be obedient to his word. He did that. He was determined to have that. So much so, that's why he sent his son in the first place. So that I can have an honorable relationship with them and they can have an honorable relationship with me. They will be trustworthy. That's why God sent his son. For God so loved the world that he did what? Lord have mercy. God gave that which was nearest and dearest to him. David, Samuel, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah. Some of these, or all of these, are honored by God. Why? Because they honored God. That's all God asked for. Or should I say demands? That we honor him. They all please God. How? By their faith. How do we please God? Think about it now, church. How do we please God? By our faith. Think about that now. Which says, if I'm not obeying God's instructions regarding His instruction manual, God can't trust us. But when we are faithful to His commandments, loved by God, in Revelation chapter 20, on Judgment Day, the Bible says, would you believe? I didn't realize that I already turned my Bible to Revelation chapter 20. Brian, you something. Peace. In Revelation, the writer is saying, chapter 20, oh, church, let's start with verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. This is Judgment Day. Now notice this. Notice what the writer says. And the books, plural, and the books were opened. And that's not all. Another book, singular, was opened, which is the book of life. God keeps a book. From this on all of us. And He makes no mistakes. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. We're going to be judged by what we did, what's written, and the record that God is keeping on us. Some of you have already decided. Maybe. Coming this morning, I won't be back tonight. Don't forget, God keeps a book. And the sea gave, and they were judged according to their works, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell gave up the dead which were in it. And they were judged. That's what the text says. They were judged, every man, according to what? According to their works. Every human is going to be judged by God according to your actions on planet Earth. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Book of life. Was what? Cast into the lake of fire. And I saw the new heaven and the new earth. Don't you want to see it? Don't you want to go to it? Don't you want to live in it forever and forever and forever? And I saw the new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Oh, church. Isn't that wonderful, that what God is offering us? Don't you want to go to heaven? You say, well, not now. We want to go to heaven. No question about it. We know about life on planet Earth. And we want to thank God for blessing us with this life on planet Earth. And leave us here, Father, as long as you will. And bless us to be faithful to you all the time that we're here. And then you can bring us home. And we'll be glad to see you. Oh, quit, Brown. Oh, church. That's the first and the second page. Now we got to go to 3 and 4. Peace, 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 peace. What is faith? What is faith? We read, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, the proof of things not seen. The proof of things not seen. Faith is being sure. Faith is being certain. And you want to be certain that you're doing the will of God. This is a sidebar. As opportunity presents itself, I ask people I encounter, some people I encounter, do you believe in God? Do you believe that He exists? How many apostles did Jesus have trained that preached the same gospel? The apostles didn't have different gospels to preach. They had one gospel. All 12 of them preached the same gospel. That means that the apostles only established one church because they all preached the same gospel. One church. Our responsibility is to study the Bible so that we will know that one church. Believe it and obey it. That's not difficult. Satan comes along and says, that's not enough. And he has tremendous power in persuading people who don't study the Bible. Where are you this morning? Where are you this morning? Are you now watch this now. I talked about the apostles that Jesus taught. Went on back to glory. Sent the Holy Spirit to guide them into all truth. Bring to their remembrance everything that He had taught them. 12. Their responsibility, mandate, preach the gospel. 12 apostles. Same gospel. All the apostles preach the same gospel. Establish the same church. You don't join the church of your choice. You don't. You become a member. If you decide to be saved, you obey the gospel. You be added to the church of God's choice. Getting back to the apostles. 12 apostles, guided by the Holy Spirit. All 12 apostles preached the same gospel, established the same church. All of his preachers established the same church. Why would a human being dare to read the Bible and become a member of another church? What sense does it make? He tells us in Revelation chapter 20, and the books were open, and the book, is going to be open at the judgment. Yes, sir. And we're going to be judged out of the things that's in the book. You do this? You do this? No, but I did. No. Church, this is time that God is giving all of us to serve Him, to keep an eye on us, on self, studying His Word so that we will be obedient to His Word. Why is it we see so many people in the morning service and fewer people in the night service? That makes sense to you? You don't do that on your job. You don't go there and then go to lunch and don't come back. But you do. But some people, they come in the morning, eat their lunch, but they don't come back to worship. I'm just making a statement and encouraging you to study the Word of God so that I can be saved and I can be an individual that God can depend upon to obey His will and be an example for my other brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We are workers together. Oh, we sing the song loud and clear. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Because we want to hear God say at the final roundup two words. And they are well done. Well done. Well done who? Our good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Now I'm coming up. I'll bless you to be ruler over many things. Amen. Well now. I'm going to wind this down. Church. We are more than what we have become. We have been blessed, so blessed. God brought us from there to here for a purpose. Because we outgrew there. We were believers, we were workers in His kingdom. This is not Stop City. This is Let's Go City. And let's go now. Let's go now. Holding to God's unchanging hand and living the life and endeavoring to share the good news of God with others. There are many honest people who are going faithfully to their denominational churches. That's not in the Bible. Let us endeavor to be workers of the Lord and to be examples of others. So much so that they will want to know about the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ. Faithful. You got 159, 190 on Sunday morning, and 95 on Sunday night. How faithful is God? You say, well, since you stopped showing up at Bible class, I'll pull out my, I think it's called oxygen. That human being, I pull out my oxygen. But I'll put it back next Sunday. Well, let us. Jesus is not coming back to stay on the earth as such. The apostles are not coming back to stay on the earth. The responsibility of knowing the gospel, living the gospel, is where? I think there's a song that has this phrase. It's me, it's me, it's me, O Lord. It's our responsibility. Manifesting to God that we love Him and we have faith because we faith and we are faithful as a result to Him. Not just Sunday morning. I'm coming back on Sunday night to fellowship and worship my God and to fellowship with my brothers and sisters and be an encouragement to them and they are an encouragement to me. Not half hopping. Is that a phrase? Sound it put you got the message. Yes? You upset, Brother Brown? No. I'm not upset. I'm set up. You might get that next year. Let us together be workers of the Lord. Be helpers. Let me rephrase that. I just want to put a word in front of it. Continue to be workers. Continue to helping one another. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I believe with all of my heart that God wants us to be more than what we are. I didn't bring you here to stop. I brought you here to worship me.
Yes, sir.
Shout the good news and fill the house. My house. By living and teaching my word. We can do that. Matter of fact, you know, he has blessed us to know how to do that. You can remember, I can remember, those 10:30 p.m. phone calls.
Yes, sir.
Night calls. We got a baptism. We need a building open. Yes! Praise the Lord. Come on back. Those good times. But it's left up to us. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Where are you tonight? No, it's not that time. This morning. Are you a child of God? Are you a Christian? Have you been taught and baptized and added to the Church of Christ? All the apostles preached the same gospel. All the apostles established one church in their preaching, the Church of Christ. That's all you read about in your Bible. Why do you possibly believe that there is another church that the Holy Spirit says nothing about? This is God's way of coming home to be with Him forever. Read your Bible. Don't take Brown's word for it. Read your Bible. Study it for yourself. The apostles taught people to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, repent of your sins. God is sorrowful for the things you've done contrary to the will of God. Admitting, confessing your faith in Christ Jesus and being buried in water baptism. You've already done the hearing. I don't know what you've done about the believing. But all things are ready. The water is ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to do it God's way and be added to His family, the Church of Christ? It's your choice. Preacher, you're preaching a long time. My response: hold to God's unchanging hand. We don't know what this afternoon is going to hold, let alone tomorrow or next week or next month, next year. We don't know what it holds. We don't know when we're going to leave this world and go into eternity. Make your calling and election sure. You're here and you're already in the faith, but you've been slowful, lackadaisical, shortchanging God, not giving Him much of your time. Come on, let God know. He gave His Son for over 3 years just for us. Hold to God. You know the truth, you've obeyed the truth, but you've been slothful. Get it right! You don't know when God's going to call you off the scene.
Yes, sir.
Hold to God. We sing the song, don't we? The unchanging hand of God. I preach like this because I don't know no better. I don't read no better. Just preach what the Bible says. The choice is yours. You've heard the gospel. Believe it. Receive it. Repent of your sins. Confess Jesus Christ to be the Son of God and be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. You're already in the body? Just renew your. Just ask the church to pray for your forgiveness. And God will do that as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, who is the voice I hear? Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my calling, I will abide with thee. Lonely without thee staying, lonely within am I. While I am still delaying, I am condemned to die. Sweetly the tongues are falling, open the door for me. If thou wilt heed my call.